Let's talk now about the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. It's been compared to Private Eye in the UK and The Onion in the US. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the weekly was very much a part of French culture.
In 2011, the offices of Charlie Hebdo were firebombed after it published a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad. No one was hurt, but the cartoonists and editors had to move to another location. The attack didn't subdue their pens.
Nobody asks what we do now.
That's the voice of Stéphane Charbonnier, editor-in-chief of Charlie Hebdo. He was killed in yesterday's attack. He said there was no question they would continue. In fact, the cover of the very next issue showed two men kissing. One's a Muslim. The other is a Charlie Hebdo editor.
It's a good French kiss.
Charbonnier was talking to Drew Rouget Chapman of the Cartoonists' Rights Network just 6 months after the 2011 firebombing. Rouget Chapman says Charlie Hebdo is racy, crude, and audacious.
I would describe it as a cross between Mad Magazine, Playboy cartoons, and The Daily Show.
Charlie Hebdo was founded in the 1960s by cartoonists and journalists who wanted to use humor, one of them put it, as a smack in the face to celebrities, politicians, and definitely religion. In his interview with the Cartoonists' Rights Network, Charbonnier said, if you can't laugh at your God...
Your God is very, very small. Your prophet, it's a midget. So you insult your own God saying that.
Among the 12 people who were killed was 76-year-old Jean Cabu, one of France's best-known cartoonists. One of his drawings depicted a weeping Muhammad saying, "It's tough to be loved by idiots." But the massacre at Charlie Hebdo is not just targeting political satirists, says James Poniewozik, senior writer at Time magazine. He says nor was the hacking of Sony, allegedly by terrorists, just about the movie The Interview.
This is really an attack against everybody.
Poniewozik says attacks and threats are having an impact on satire. Take South Park on Comedy Central, which has included depictions of many different religious figures, including Muhammad. Poniewozik says when threats were made, episodes were censored by the network.
It didn't require anybody physically attacking the Comedy Central offices for somebody to get nervous and decide that, oh, you know, this isn't worth it.
Poniewozik points out that one episode that was censored even made fun of suppressing free speech with violence.
Throughout this whole ordeal, we've all wanted to show things that we weren't allowed to show. But it wasn't because of some magic goo. It was because of the magical power of threatening people with violence.
Satire, says Salman Rushdie, has always been a force for liberty and against tyranny, dishonesty, and stupidity. The author released a statement yesterday urging people to defend the art of satire. Jean-Luc Hess, a journalist and former head of Radio France, says despite continuing threats and heightened security around their offices, the staff of the weekly never slowed down. He says editor-in-chief Stéphane Charbonnier was fearless.
He used to say, well, you know, I don't have a car, I don't have a wife, I don't have children, so what can they do to me? You know, I'm not scared, but I guess he got it wrong because we have to take this very, very seriously.
In his 2012 interview after the firebombing, Charbonnier said he was part of a team that wouldn't consider stopping.
We have no choice. If we stop to publish, we are dead.
Charlie Hebdo was a place where satirists had a lot of freedom. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.